A small town in northern Michigan is renting two snowmaking machines from a ski resort. Treated sewage water travels from nearby holding lagoons through pipes and pumps and into the snowmakers. The machines then freeze the water into snow and blow it out over a field near the lagoons. Robert Morris runs the Harbor Springs Area Sewage Disposal Authority. He says that in the past, federal money was usually available for projects like building new sewage holding lagoons. Now that money is disappearing, and towns like Harbor Springs have to find cheaper and more creative ways to manage waste.
When this does work, it will hopefully help save us a minimum of $1 million in future costs, either operational or capital costs.
Harbor Springs is testing the new method through February. Snow production has been good so far. About 8 to 10 inches can cover a small area in 12 hours. If the snow experiment proves an efficient way to keep lagoon levels in check through the winter, the town will begin operating the system each year. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Roger Weitsch in Harbor Springs, Michigan.